His voice came up behind us, Laurie, and said, I've never done this before, ever since. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing it now. And there's a giggling friend behind him. But I listened to the radio and the TV show, and I just wanted to shake your hand. Oh, I was so embarrassed. I'm sorry about this. And I turned around, and it was the leggiest, most beautiful babe you ever saw in your life. It was just like that. But, oh, you know, and then had standing there talking, I was like, I had the charm set up at 11. I was just Mr. Charming. We went for a few beers, bought dinner, and went around.
Yeah.
Bought a dinner and the whole bit. And Georgina, she's listening this morning. But said, I hope you don't mind, this must be awful. Would you sign this? All the time, that's all I could hear. And it was on my own, and I kept looking around saying, look at this for a big shot. You see, this woman, she's apologising for coming over. And that's all it was, yeah. In fact, yeah, let's give it the full. I think I might give it the full. It wasn't just that, it was this. If you'd have put your ear to my ear, that is what you heard. While I'm holding a perfectly reasonable conversation and kind of being, I think, shy and charming, and saying, oh, no, it's okay, oh, no, this must be worse for you. All the time, if you'd have put your ear to my ear. The whole time. Who did you say there? Brent, where are you, Brent?
I'm in Emlynstead, right?
So what do you make about that, Brent, huh?
You see
what it is? See what it is? It's just television and all that does, and all of a sudden you're...
That's right.
That's what it's... Anyway, so what do you say, Brent?